The art of meaningful conversations in a distracted world. In a world where notifications buzz incessantly, screens glow hypnotically, and attention spans fragment like never before, something invaluable is quietly slipping away from us: the ability to engage in deep, meaningful conversations. We've become masters of surface-level communication while simultaneously losing touch with the transformative power of genuine dialogue. Whether we're half listening to colleagues while checking emails, nodding absently at loved ones while scrolling through social media, or interrupting conversations to capture the perfect Instagram moment, our capacity for presence is eroding in plain sight. The irony is stark: we are more connected than ever through technology, yet increasingly disconnected in our most fundamental human interactions. The art of meaningful conversation, once the cornerstone of relationships, innovation, and personal growth, now requires intentional cultivation in a landscape designed to splinter our attention. As digital distractions proliferate and multitasking becomes our default mode, the quality of our conversations suffers in ways both subtle and profound. Recent discussions among communication experts highlight how our digital habits have fundamentally altered the way we engage with one another, creating both new challenges and opportunities for those seeking deeper connection. The good news is that meaningful conversation isn't lost forever, it's simply waiting to be rediscovered through conscious practice and intention. In this exploration of the art of meaningful conversations, we'll examine what we're losing in our distracted exchanges, why deep dialogue matters more than ever, and practical strategies for reclaiming this essential human skill. By understanding both the obstacles and the pathways to authentic communication, we can begin to repair the frayed connections in our personal and professional lives one conversation at a time. The distraction epidemic: how we lost our conversational focus. To understand the challenge we face, we must first acknowledge the unprecedented nature of our modern distraction landscape. The average person checks their phone 96 times per day, approximately once every 10 minutes during waking hours. Our digital devices aren't merely tools, they've become extensions of ourselves, constantly competing for the limited resource of our attention. This constant fragmentation makes sustained, focused conversation increasingly rare and difficult. The psychology behind this shift is both fascinating and troubling. Our brains have become conditioned to seek the dopamine hits associated with digital notifications, creating what neuroscientists call a compulsion loop that makes single-tasking feel almost unnatural. When we bring these rewired attention patterns into our conversations, we create a perfect storm for disconnection, physically present but mentally elsewhere. Consider how often you've witnessed or participated in these scenarios. A dinner table where multiple participants periodically, or continuously, glance at their phones. A meeting where attendees are ostensibly listening while scanning emails. A conversation that's repeatedly interrupted by notifications, calls, or the urge to capture content for social media. An important discussion where one person is clearly formulating their response rather than truly listening to understand. Each of these moments represents not just a temporary distraction but a fundamental breakdown in what makes conversation meaningful: presence, attention, curiosity, and reciprocity. Research in communication studies shows that even the mere presence of a phone on a table between two people measurably reduces feelings of connection and empathy even when the device remains untouched. Beyond our devices, we face internal distractions equally damaging to quality conversation. The accelerating pace of modern life has trained many of us to value efficiency over depth, leading to what philosopher Byung-Chul Han calls the disappearance of rituals, including the ritual of unhurried, exploratory conversation. We rush to make points rather than developing them, seek quick resolutions rather than nuanced understanding, and often listen to respond rather than to comprehend. Many professionals are now actively seeking ways to reclaim the lost art of conversation in both their personal and professional spheres, recognizing that what's been sacrificed is not merely pleasantness but a fundamental mode of human connection and understanding. The profound value of deep conversation. Amid the noise of superficial exchanges and digital chit-chat, it's easy to forget what makes meaningful conversations so irreplaceable. Deep dialogue isn't just a pleasant social activity, it's a foundational human need with far-reaching implications for our well-being, relationships, and collective wisdom. At the neurobiological level, meaningful conversation activates neural pathways associated with reward, connection, and emotional regulation. When we engage in deep dialogue, our brains release oxytocin, the bonding hormone, decrease cortisol, the stress hormone, and activate mirror neurons that help us empathize with others' experiences. These biological responses explain why truly connecting through conversation feels so fundamentally satisfying. We're quite literally wired for it. The benefits extend far beyond momentary pleasure. Research from the fields of positive psychology and relationship science consistently shows that the quality of our conversations directly impacts psychological well-being and resilience. People who regularly engage in meaningful conversations report higher levels of life satisfaction and demonstrate greater resilience during challenging times. The sense of being deeply understood and accepted that emerges from quality dialogue creates psychological safety that buffers against stress and isolation. Relationship depth and longevity. Relationships characterized by substantive conversation rather than merely logistical exchanges demonstrate greater stability, satisfaction, and emotional intimacy. In romantic partnerships, friendship, and family dynamics alike, the depth of conversation serves as a reliable predictor of relationship health. Cognitive development and creativity. Engaging in exploratory dialogue exposes us to new perspectives, challenges our assumptions, and expands our cognitive horizons. Unlike the echo chambers of social media, good conversations introduce beneficial cognitive friction that spurs intellectual growth and innovative thinking. Collective intelligence and problem solving. When groups engage in high-quality conversation characterized by equal participation, active listening, and genuine curiosity, their collective problem-solving abilities significantly exceed the sum of individual contributions. This phenomenon, which researchers call emergence, depends entirely on the quality of dialogue. Perhaps most fundamentally, meaningful conversations fulfill our deep human need for recognition to be seen, heard, and valued for who we authentically are. In a world increasingly mediated by algorithms, superficial metrics, and digital proxies for connection, the experience of being fully present with another person becomes not just pleasant but essential. The listening revolution, the foundation of meaningful exchange. If meaningful conversation is an art, then listening is its most fundamental technique, one that many of us have never properly learned. In our eagerness to be heard, to demonstrate expertise, or simply to move efficiently through interactions, we often reduce listening to merely waiting for our turn to speak. True listening, however, is an active, engaged process that forms the bedrock of meaningful dialogue. Experts in communication emphasize that mastering the art of listening is perhaps the single most powerful skill for creating meaningful connections in our distracted world. This deeper form of listening requires us to temporarily set aside our own agenda, quiet our internal dialogue, and fully focus on understanding not just the words being spoken but the meaning being conveyed. What does this revolutionary approach to listening entail? Several key elements distinguish deep listening from its more superficial counterpart. Presence over preparation. Deep listening requires us to abandon the common habit of mentally rehearsing our response while the other person is speaking. Instead, it asks us to be fully present with what's being expressed in the moment, trusting that our response will emerge organically from genuine understanding rather than pre-formulated thoughts. Curiosity over assumption. When we listen deeply, we approach the conversation with genuine curiosity rather than assumptions about what the other person means or intends. This curiosity manifests through thoughtful questions that expand the conversation rather than leading it in predetermined directions. Comfort with silence. Meaningful listening embraces pauses and silence as productive spaces where thoughts can develop and deeper truths can emerge. Unlike conventional conversation where silence often feels uncomfortable, deep dialogue treats these moments as valuable parts of the exchange rather than gaps to be filled. Full body attention. Deep listening involves our entire being, not just our ears. Our body language, eye contact, facial expressions, and physical positioning all communicate the essential message: I am fully here with you. This physical dimension of listening creates the psychological safety necessary for vulnerable sharing. Emotional attunement. Beyond the content of what's being said, deep listening attunes to the emotional currents beneath the words. This emotional intelligence allows us to respond not just to statements but to the feelings, values, and unspoken needs that animate them. The revolutionary power of this approach to listening cannot be overstated. When people feel truly heard, perhaps for the first time in their experience, something remarkable happens. Defenses lower, authentic expression emerges, and the conversation naturally evolves toward greater meaning and connection. While technology has certainly complicated our ability to listen deeply, it also offers new opportunities to practice this skill. Voice messages, for instance, allow us to listen without the pressure of immediate response. Podcast culture has reintroduced us to the pleasure of sustained attention to others' thoughts. Even video calls, despite their limitations, can create dedicated space for focused listening when approached mindfully. Creating space for depth, environmental and personal practices. Meaningful conversations don't happen by accident in a distraction-filled world. They require intentional cultivation of both external environments and internal states conducive to depth. The good news is that relatively simple adjustments can dramatically transform the quality of our exchanges. Beginning with our physical environment, several adjustments can significantly enhance conversational depth. Device-free zones and times. designating specific spaces, dining tables, meeting rooms, bedrooms, and times, meals, specific evening hours, as device-free creates physical and temporal containers for focused conversation. These boundaries need not be permanent or absolute to be effective. Even temporary technology fasts can reset our conversational patterns. Conversation-friendly spaces. The physical arrangement of our homes, workplaces, and public spaces significantly impacts conversational quality. Seating that allows eye contact, lighting that creates warmth without glare, acoustic properties that allow comfortable hearing without straining, and elimination of background distractions all contribute to an environment where meaningful dialogue can flourish. Rituals of connection. Many cultures have developed specific rituals that signal the transition into focused conversational space, from Japanese tea ceremonies to various communal meal traditions. Creating our own modern rituals, whether as simple as lighting a candle before a family dinner or as structured as a regular deep questions night with friends, helps participants mentally prepare for deeper engagement. Equally important are the internal practices that prepare us personally for meaningful exchange. Pre-conversation clearing. Taking a few moments before important conversations to clear mental clutter through brief meditation, a few deep breaths, or simply setting conscious intention creates internal space for presence. This practice is particularly valuable before transitioning from busy work modes to connective conversations with loved ones. Conversation pacing. Resisting the modern tendency toward conversational rushing allows meaning to develop organically. Specifically, this means becoming comfortable with thoughtful pauses, allowing ideas to fully develop before changing topics, and recognizing that depth often emerges not in the first exchange but in the third or fourth layer of exploration on a single subject. Question cultivation. The questions we ask largely determine the conversations we have. Developing a repertoire of open, thought-provoking questions and learning to ask them at appropriate moments can transform mundane exchanges into meaningful dialogues. Questions that begin with what rather than why often open more productive explorations, as do those that invite reflection on experience rather than mere opinion. Attention monitoring. Developing the metacognitive ability to notice when our attention has drifted during conversation allows us to gently return to presence without self-judgment. This skill, recognizing distraction without becoming distracted by the recognition itself, is perhaps the most fundamental internal practice for maintaining conversational depth. These environmental and personal practices need not be implemented all at once to be effective. Even small adjustments, a phone turned face down during coffee with a friend, a genuine question asked without rushing toward solution, can begin to shift conversational patterns toward greater meaning. The courage to go deep, vulnerability in conversation. Beyond the mechanics of good conversation lies perhaps the most challenging aspect of meaningful dialogue, the willingness to be authentically seen and known. In a culture that often rewards performance over authenticity, the courage to bring our true thoughts, feelings, and experiences into conversation represents a radical act and the doorway to genuine connection. Vulnerability in conversation isn't about oversharing or emotional intensity for its own sake. Rather, it's about bringing appropriate authenticity to our exchanges, allowing others to see not just our polished surfaces but our genuine humanity. This might mean acknowledging uncertainty rather than feigning expertise, expressing genuine emotion rather than social niceties, or sharing personal experiences that shape our perspectives. Counterintuitively, meaningful conversations often require us to become comfortable with silence and to master the art of shutting up, creating space for authentic expression rather than filling every moment with words. This practice directly counters our distraction-driven tendency to avoid momentary discomfort through constant stimulation. The benefits of conversational courage extend far beyond individual exchanges. When we demonstrate vulnerability in appropriate ways, we create psychological air cover that allows others to be authentic, build trust that enables collaborative problem-solving, develop emotional intelligence through honest feedback, discover unexpected areas of connection and common ground, model healthy communication for others, particularly younger generations. Perhaps most importantly, vulnerability in conversation allows us to be known not just for what we do or what we know, but for who we authentically are, fulfilling one of our deepest human needs in an increasingly role-defined society. Conversation as contemplative practice, the mindful approach. As our world grows increasingly frenetic, many spiritual and contemplative traditions offer valuable wisdom for reclaiming meaningful conversation. Mindfulness practices in particular provide powerful approaches to conversation that counter our distraction-driven tendencies. At its core, mindful conversation applies the principles of present moment awareness, non-judgment, and intentional attention to our exchanges with others. Rather than treating conversation as a means to an end or a performance to be optimized, This approach views dialogue as a contemplative practice worthy of full engagement, a sacred space where genuine meeting can occur. Several specific mindfulness practices can transform our conversations. Conversational awareness. This practice involves bringing gentle attention to our own internal states during conversation, noticing when we're planning responses rather than listening, when we're seeking approval rather than truth, or when we're avoiding rather than engaging. This metacognitive awareness creates the possibility of choice rather than reaction. Beginner's mind. Adopted from Zen tradition, the practice of beginner's mind involves approaching conversations with genuine curiosity and openness rather than preconceptions. This stance allows us to hear familiar ideas freshly and to remain open to perspectives that might otherwise be dismissed through habitual thinking. Embodied presence. By bringing awareness to our physical experience during conversation, our breathing, posture, facial expressions, and internal sensations, we anchor ourselves in the present moment rather than being carried away by mental narratives or reactions. This embodied presence creates a felt sense of connection that transcends words alone. Compassionate attention. This practice involves consciously bringing an attitude of care and goodwill to our listening, recognizing the courage it takes for others to express themselves authentically. Rather than listening to judge, fix, or respond, we listen to understand and connect, a subtle but profound difference in intention. Research increasingly confirms what contemplative traditions have long taught: meaningful conversations create lasting positive impacts on our well-being, relationships, and communities. By approaching conversation as a practice rather than a performance, we transform not just our dialogues but our experience of connection itself. Digital wisdom, technology as servant, not master. Rather than demonizing technology or adopting an impossible standard of digital abstinence, developing meaningful conversation in the modern world requires a more nuanced approach, using digital tools mindfully while preventing them from undermining our most valuable exchanges. Several principles can guide this balanced approach. Intentional connectivity. Rather than defaulting to constant connectivity, we can make conscious choices about when, how, and why we engage with digital devices. This might mean setting specific times to check notifications, using airplane mode during important conversations, or establishing tech-free zones in our homes and workplaces. Technology design literacy. Understanding how digital platforms are engineered to capture and fragment attention allows us to use them more intentionally. By recognizing persuasive design patterns, infinite scrolls, variable rewards, notification strategies, we can make more conscious choices about our engagement rather than responding unconsciously to psychological triggers. Digital communication complementarity. Digital tools work best when they complement rather than replace in-person conversation. Text exchanges can maintain connection between deeper conversations, video calls can bridge geographic distance, shared digital content can spark meaningful in-person discussions. The key is using these tools in service of deeper connection rather than as substitutes for it. Attention protection practices. Proactively managing our attention environment through notification settings, physical device placement, attention-supporting apps, and digital boundaries creates the conditions where meaningful conversation can flourish. These practices are not about rejecting technology but about ensuring it serves rather than subverts our deeper human needs. By developing these skills of digital wisdom, we can harness the genuine benefits of technology while preserving the irreplaceable value of undistracted human connection. The goal is not digital minimalism but digital intentionality, a thoughtful approach that puts technology in its proper place as servant rather than master of our conversational lives. The path forward: cultivating conversational communities. While individual practices are essential, meaningful conversation ultimately flourishes within communities that value and cultivate it. By intentionally developing such communities in our workplaces, friendships, families, and neighborhoods, we create ecosystems where deeper dialogue becomes the norm rather than the exception. Several approaches have proven particularly effective in nurturing these conversational communities. Explicit conversational norms. Groups that openly discuss and establish shared expectations around conversation regarding device use, listening practices, turn-taking, or topic exploration create the foundation for more meaningful exchange. These norms need not be rigid rules but rather shared commitments to conversational quality. Structured dialogue opportunities. From book clubs to discussion dinners, community conversations to dialogue circles, structured opportunities for meaningful exchange provide valuable containers for deeper connection. These formats offer gentle guidance that helps participants move beyond surface conversation while maintaining psychological safety. Skill development resources. Communities that provide resources for developing conversational skills, whether through workshops, reading materials, practice opportunities, or explicit modeling, help members grow their capacity for meaningful dialogue. This learning dimension acknowledges that good conversation is a skill that can be cultivated rather than merely a matter of personality or preference. Recognition and celebration. Communities that explicitly value and celebrate meaningful conversation through stories, rituals, shared experiences, or simple acknowledgement reinforce its importance as a cultural practice. This recognition helps counter the mainstream messaging that often prioritizes efficiency, entertainment, or information density over conversational depth. As we face unprecedented global challenges requiring collaborative wisdom, the ability to engage in meaningful dialogue across differences becomes not merely a personal skill but a collective necessity. By nurturing communities where such conversation is valued and practiced, we create microcosms of the more connected, understanding world we hope to create. Conclusion. In the rush and noise of contemporary life, meaningful conversation can seem like a luxury we can no longer afford, a relic of slower times before the demands of digital efficiency and constant connectivity. Yet the truth runs deeper. Genuine dialogue is not an optional indulgence but an essential human need that grows more vital, not less, as our world accelerates. The path to reclaiming this birthright begins with recognition, acknowledging both what we've lost in our distraction-filled exchanges and what remains possible when we bring full presence to our interactions. It continues through practice, developing the skills, environments, and communities that nurture conversational depth. And it finds fulfillment in the moments of genuine meeting that occur when we set aside our devices and defenses to truly see and be seen by another. In the end, meaningful conversation isn't merely about better communication techniques or more pleasant social interactions. It's about reclaiming our fundamentally relational nature in a world that increasingly pulls us toward fragmentation and isolation. By cultivating the art of meaningful conversation, one dialogue, one moment of presence at a time, we not only enrich our individual lives but contribute to healing the broader fabric of human connections so essential to our shared future. The great paradox is that in an age of unprecedented communication technology, the most revolutionary act may be the simplest: to sit with another person, to listen deeply, and to speak from the heart without distraction, without hurry, without the shields that keep us safely separate but ultimately alone. In that space of genuine dialogue, we rediscover not just better conversation but our better selves.